Father, we bless your name this day. We exhort you, for you are God. You are God forevermore. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, for your love, for your kindness upon us, O Lord. We worship you. We exalt you, O Lord. We lift up your name, Father. We worship you. You are God. You are not a man. Thank you, righteous Father. We worship your name. We return all glory unto you. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you. We bow down before you. Thank you, for you are God and you are God alone. Oh, you are God, answer prayers. You are the Lord and you are God forevermore. We worship you. We lay down our crown before you and we say, hallowed be thy name, O Lord. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. We return all glory unto you. We worship you. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask for mercy, O Lord. We ask for your goodness. Let it be upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 26th of August, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy upon your life, for his love upon you, for hitherto the Lord has helped you, and he will continue to be God over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare the blessings of the Lord upon my life. I declare the goodness of the Lord upon me. Oh, I declare his grace and his love upon me forever. His word stands forever over my life. I declare today, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that his grace is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over this day and I declare that I assess the provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that surely the goodness and the blessings of the Lord, the goodness and the favor of the Lord is my portion today. In the name of Jesus, I declare I will not be limited in my supply of provision. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord arise for the arrangement of favorable things on my behalf. In the name of Jesus, the Lord open unto me this day his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, my household is blessed. I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, my going forth today is with blessing and my coming back is with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. My hand, you will make profits today. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon my hands. The life of Christ is in my life. Nothing dies in my hand. Nothing dies by my hand. In the name of Jesus, for the life of Christ is in me. I walk in the finished work of Christ, for I live the life of Christ. I enjoy the Zoe living. In the name of Jesus, today the favor of God is upon me. In the name of Jesus. Oh, favor in difficult places, favor in difficult situation, the favor in impossible places, favor that make policies of men to turn in my favor is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, today I enjoy sudden change in policy to my favor. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. I enjoy the mercy of God today. Anywhere my name is called, anywhere my name appears, on my proposal, on my project, on my defense, on my contract proposal, the mercy of God speaks for me. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord works for me today. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare, I legislate blessing over my day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil legislation over this day. Every legislation from the covens of the wicked over my day, I cancel them. In the name of Jesus, every evil pit that is dug for my fall today, I refuse to fall in them. In the name of Jesus, the wicked that has dug the pit, they will fall into it. In the name of Jesus, today All that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor, in the name of Jesus. This day you will not work against me. You will not abhor evil for me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. As I set out today, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Oh, today I enjoy the activities of the angelic. I enjoy the assistance of the angelic. For he has said in his word, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. I am preserved by the blood of Jesus. I declare this morning, I declare today, my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, let me quickly bring this as a reminder to everyone that is listening to this podcast. By the grace of God, we've announced it last week that the grand finale of our first year anniversary is going to come up this Saturday, but not in gathering for prayer or for thanksgiving or for merriment. We'll be going out for orphanage outreach by the grace of God on Saturday by 11 a.m. We'll be going out for an orphanage outreach. Now, this is a call for you to be a partner with the Lord in reaching out to these wonderful children. So we are calling on to you to please join us with us as we make arrangement of getting things for these children. The Lord is going to make arrangement of favorable things in your favor in the name of Jesus. I want you to be a partaker of this blessing. You can trust the grace of God upon us that we are going to do according as the Lord is leading us. We're going to be reaching out to these children on Saturday by the grace of God. You can reach out to us through our number 070-86-600-0708-66-100-186, and that number as well is on OPay. For the OPay account, it is 70-86-600-186, and the name on the OPay is John Oladile. I'm trusting that the Lord will touch you. I'm trusting that the blessings of the Lord will be upon your life. Whatever it is that you can give, nothing is too small, nothing is too little. And if you cannot make it in monetary, you have something, probably you have cartons of this that you want to give, you have some clothing, you have this or that you want to give, you can call on the number. Let us know where to pick it up or where we send somebody to come and get it from you. Remember, it's going to be this week, Saturday on the 29th, by the grace of God. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I told you yesterday that we are going to continue in prayer today. But today we are staying on our anchor portion of the scripture. We are staying on Psalm 18. Please, let me say this before we start the prayer. If you don't understand the prayer, just leave it. I know that those that the prayers are meant for, they will get the prayer and they will pray. We are going to be praying for Psalm 18, like I said. Let me read verse 2, because we are going to be calling on the Lord as our rock, our fortress, our deliverer, our strength, the Lord that we trust in, our salvation and our stronghold. We are going to be calling God to manifest unto us in this form during this prayer. Verse 2 of Psalm 18, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my fortress, and my deliverer, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I want you to call upon the Lord this morning as you call upon him as the Lord, the deliverer. Lord, deliver me from the snare of death. Deliver me, O Lord, from the snare of death that the wicked has prepared for my life, in the name of Jesus. Deliver my portion out of the hand of the wicked, in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray the Lord, deliver me, O Lord, from the snare of death. Listen, I don't need to start pushing you to pray before you know that you need to pray. There are some people, there are some set of people that the enemy had already prepared the snare into time, snare of death into their time. You will just see that at a certain time in their life, when they are supposed to sit down and enjoy the pleasure of favor upon their life, they will be taken out just like that. That is not God. God does not tempt man with evil. That is not God. It is the snare of death that has been prepared into their time by the wicked. Lift up your voice and cry unto the Lord. The Lord, my deliverer, deliver me from the snare of the wicked. Deliver me from the snare of death, in the name of Jesus. Call upon the Lord. deliver my portion out of the hand of the wicked, that which belongs to me. My portion, that which belongs to me, deliver me out of the hand of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. Lord, move, shake the foundation of my lineage. Cancel every agreement that has been made before me. Let your fire destroy them. In the name of Jesus, I am not a party to that agreement, for I have been crucified with Christ. Though I am alive, but the life that I have, it is not my life anymore. It is the life of Jesus in me. Every appointment, agreement that is made with my lineage has nothing to do with me. Oh, I call on the blood of Jesus to cancel every agreement that has been made ahead of me in the name of Jesus. Father, you will move, you will shake the foundation of the world, you will shake the foundation of my lineage, and by your blood, you will cancel every agreement with death, every agreement with backwardness, every agreement of delay that has been made on my behalf, that has been made on my lineage. You will cancel them by fire, destroy them by fire. Cancel them by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. Verse 12 of Psalm 18. He deliver me from the strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they are too strong for me. You are going to pray. Lord, deliver me from the strong man of wickedness. Deliver me from that wicked stronghold. In the name of Jesus, break the bands of the wicked over my destiny. Deliver me from the strong man, O Lord. I want you to call upon the Lord as the deliverer. Call upon him. Lord, deliver me. Stretch forth your hands out unto the Lord and call upon him. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. I call upon you this day, Lord, deliver me. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver my household. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I refuse to stay in this position. Lord, you would deliver me. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Verse 19 of that Psalm 18 says, he also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. You are going to pray. I overcome the battle of littleness. I overcome the battle of littleness. I refuse to be little to the promises of God upon my life. I refuse to be restricted. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bring me out into a large place of glory. I refuse to be little to the provision of God upon my life. The Lord bring me out into a place, a large place of glory. He has said in his word, he will not shut me out. He will not shut me up into the hands of the wicked, but he will set my feet in a large place. Lord, I refuse to be restricted. I refuse to be shut down into the hand of the wicked. Lord, you will bring me into a large place of glory. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the splendor of your mercy. I enjoy the splendor of your pleasure. In the name of Jesus, you will bring me to a large place where I will enjoy in full your provision. In the name of Jesus, I want you to declare that and make it a prayer over your life. Verse 28 of that Psalm 18, for you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. In the name of Jesus, the Lord light my lamp. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon myself, my days in darkness are over. I refuse to walk the path of darkness, for God enlightens my darkness. I refuse to walk in the darkness of this season. Oh, the light of God arise upon me. He has said, arise, shine, for my light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. He said, behold, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon me, and his glory shall be seen upon me. I refuse to walk in the darkness of the day. I refuse to walk in the darkness of my lineage. I refuse to walk in the darkness of this season. I refuse to walk in the path of ignorance. In the name of Jesus, the Lord arise upon me. I walk in the light of his mercy. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop here this morning. I declare the mercy of God upon you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord will appear unto you today as your deliverer. He will deliver you from the hand of the wicked. He will deliver you from the snare of wickedness. It will deliver you from the snare of death. It will deliver you from every form of evil that is planted into the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, the battle of your later years are cancelled. In the name of Jesus, the battles that the wicked has prepared into your later years, into the middle of your life, into the middle point of your life, and in your later years, such battle is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, you will enjoy the goodness of the Lord from this time even to your old age. In the name of Jesus, you will not walk in darkness. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord favor you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Wow. Brethren, I want to remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is coming very soon. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.